somebody made a comment, so I thought about what they were saying, and so I want to expound on it. You know, everything in the devil's system is designed not to give you the mind of Christ, but give you the mind of the devil. From their music, from their TV, from their whatever it is. It's all designed to give you the mind of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, which is the devil's seed. And so they know if you cut the music off and the TV off, that you can hear from God and you can start to think right. You can shift your thinking from stinking thinking to profitable thinking. You don't need their entertainment. You have everything. You already have it all. I was thinking when I was just came out of sober, I was thinking, you know, what's the perfect prayer for food, you know, if there is such a thing? Lord, thank you for this food. Please bless it to our bodies and our bodies to you. In other words, you're dedicating your body. You're bought with a price. You're dedicating your body to Jesus. Our bodies to you. And thank you for Jesus at the cross before the foundation of the world. So you already provided for this meal and for our salvation. And thank you for being the provider that you are, you know, something to that effect, you know. Thank you for this food. Bless it to our bodies to you. Thank you for Jesus. And so that's it. I mean, you have everything. Be thankful for your food. Even if you're living in a car, be thankful for your car. If you're living in a tent, be thankful for the tent. If you're living in a mobile home, a house, $1 million house, or whatever, a job, whatever job you got, you know, be thankful. You're getting paid to take up your cross. I know jobs are crazy sometimes, but you're being paid to be a servant. Greatest among you is a servant, right? So what else? Even if you start your own business and make a lot of money, you're still serving. You still become a servant, you know? Everything you do is servant related. Customer service. Thank you for your service. Servant leadership. The world will say, the worldly mindset is say, I want to sit back and have somebody wash my feet and serve me. But Jesus said, greatest among you is a servant. And he washed feet, just to show an example. And then we're not talking about the Baptist, the little small Baptist church that says every Friday or whatever they wash feet or whatever. He's not. Whatever your culture is, back then I guess they were walking around in sandals, and so when they went in the house they had to wash their feet. So somebody grabbed a bucket and they stuck their foot in the bucket and they dried their feet off. I guess I don't know how their culture was. But my point is, whatever culture you're in, you're serving, you're helping other people. Whether it's washing feet, washing clothes. If you think about it, a wife, let's say there's a man making enough money where the wife can stay home. She's like, hopefully he has a job or he's learning service, but she's sitting there taking care of the kids. This might be why women live longer than men. They're serving the kids, they're serving the husband, and you see them serving each other. If you're useful, my belief, I really believe this. I spent 10 years decoding this reality. I believe the more you serve, you have a use down here. And if there's a use, there's no reason for the bulldozer to bulldoze the building. If the building sits empty, there's a reason to bulldoze it over, you know? And so if it has a use, it's going to last, you know? If your body has a use, if your life has a use, it's going to last. And so, back to what I was saying, the whole system is to brainwash you to think according to the world. Instead of serving, you want to be served. Instead of being thankful, you're expecting it. What's the young people now? Instead of them being thankful, they've brainwashed them to think that they deserve it. What is that word where they feel like they deserve it? There's a word that the younger generations they feel like they're not privileged. I can't remember the word right now. Somebody remember. But they say this about the young. They feel like they are deserving of whatever it is. I wish I could remember that word. It's kind of like the same word. It's hard to remember certain words or sayings because they just explain it so well. Like one saying is, this guy was speeding like crazy, you know, almost. These people are crazy. I was taking a lady, I'm on the highway. I was taking a lady to her on an Uber ride, and she had a kid in the car, a little baby, and this car was speeding around, cutting. We were trying to get on the highway. He was probably doing 80 and a 55. What if he'd have hit and that kid died, you know? Anyway, back to what I was saying. Sayings like virtue signaling are good. People who virtue signal, they're trying to say, look at me, I'm virtuous, when they're not. There's none good, no, not one. We're all born in sin. But these younger people nowadays, they feel like they deserve it, or they're, I forget the word. There's a word for it. But anyway, instead of being thankful, they think they deserve it. And so the world has brainwashed each generation to think a certain way. I remember my generation. The rock and roll music was designed to make us rebellious. The rap music is designed to get them to hate people and talk about shooting and killing and all that stuff. It's all designed to brainwash you into the world system. And when you don't think like the world, and you think with the mind of Christ, they call you crazy. And they look at you like you're strange. In other words, let's say, okay, so I do, on the kind of career I've had where it's pretty much serving people, you know? Always been service, you know? I have had a few shoe jobs where I just sit in the office, about drove me crazy, doing blueprints and stuff. But people say, well, you got a college degree, why don't you do this? Because I've tried it and it was not fulfilling. It drove me crazy. I had to get out of that cube, 8x8x. It was probably like a 8 foot tall, maybe higher. Let's say it was a 10x12x12. Or maybe, I guess, maybe a little bit bigger, with blueprints or a computer. It was not fun, people. Service. So the music, the TV, the whole system is designed to not only change your thinking from the mind of Christ to the worldly wisdom, greed, envy, but it's also designed to turn you into a narcissistic psychopath if it can. And they're doing their best to play these cognitive dissonance games to make you mad and upset and confuse you and divide your mind and all that stuff. If they can divide your mind, the devil wins, right? Because a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways, right? So if they can divide your mind, they destabilize you. And you can actually pay it. So let's say you have a goal. Let's say you want to do something. Let's say you want to take a class to learn whatever. And the class is like 3 months long. So you say, I'm gonna take this class. As soon as you set your mind to do something like that, and you start moving towards it, especially if you say anything to anybody, if you tell somebody, and even the fact that you go to the class, the people around you know. And so the hive mind instantly knows you're trying to get through a class or you're trying to do this. And so the warfare starts to stop you in your steps and to try to divide your mind. You'll never finish this class. You'll never pass the test. You'll never, and you gotta wash. You gotta do this. You gotta pay this bill. You don't have time. You gotta do this. It's always when you set your mind or your intention to do something that you know is beneficial to help you and to help others. Usually, if it helps you, it's gonna help somebody else. Hopefully. So you set your intentions to do what's right, and the system goes against your intentions. You set your intention to do what's healthy. As soon as you do that, somebody says, here's some sugar. Here's a sugar cookie. I'm not eating sugar anymore. You know, process. There's always going to be a little bit of sugar in your diet somewhere along the way, but I'm not going to eat processed foods and sugar and all this, and I'm going to do fasting or whatever. Somebody's going to come. As soon as you say I'm going to fast, they'll come out and try to say, let's go out to eat. I'm doing a fast. What? What's wrong with you? You can break that fast. It's not a big deal. Let's go eat. You can break that fast. Happens every time. Why? The devil's a spiritual being, and his hive mind, they report back even if they don't know it. And just like Daniel, when he started to pray, it took about 2 weeks, I think it was, wasn't it? 2 weeks for him to get his answer because of spiritual warfare in heaven. He prayed, and the devil, the fallen angels, tried to stop that prayer from getting through. So that tells you right there, the spirit realm is in the thoughts, in the prayers, in the thoughts, in the unseen realm is about your thoughts. Right there it is. Book of Daniel. Because when you pray, you're praying from your heart, from your thoughts, with your mouth. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So he's praying for an answer, Lord. So the spirit realm is in your thoughts. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind is spirit. Your heart is spirit. So the spirit realm is all about your heart and your mind. And so these TV shows and this music, this culture programming, no matter where you're at, China, Russia, USA, Mexico, whatever, it's all programmed to get you to think like the world. In China right now, everybody's all the people in China, they always want to get their kid into the best school for the best grade because they want the best job to make the most money. Seriously, that's the drive in China. Their kid has got to make perfect grades, you know. Especially if it's a female. She's got to rise up, make the perfect grades. Because if they had a female, when they tried to stop two or three babies in the home, and if that baby had a female, sometimes if they knew that was a female, they'd have an abortion. In China, they made a law against that. My point is, every culture is trying to get you to be greedy or selfish or psychopathic or whatever, because it's the world system. Instead of serving, they want you to be served. Instead of being thankful, they want you to think that you deserve it, whatever it is. There's a word for it right now, and I can't remember. As soon as I quit recording, it'll come to my mind. It's the same concept of they think they deserve it, or they're enabled, or they're it's hard to remember. Anyway, I could say more, but that's enough.